And now, ladies and gentlemen,
an erratic, violent man.
The Vince Wild Show.
So what are you supposed to do exactly when the whole world is douching out? You know? I mean, what do we got? We got at least half the population. No, it's more. It's more. It's more than half the population because what we're running into right now is people on both sides of the aisle cannot have a discussion. How is that healthy for our public relations? How is that healthy for public dialogue? I mean, when Germany started doing this, oh boy, did we run into some problems. Yeah, we watched as one-third of the country killed one-third of the country, and then one-third of the country watched. So you've got, all right, America definitely has the pacifists. The people that are just like, whatever, just do what you're going to do and leave me the hell out of it. And those people will always be with you because they just feel, at least for the next few generations, because they always feel completely disenfranchised with everything that's going on. It's just like a big waste of time. My voice doesn't matter. You know, they're going to nominate who they want to begin with. I'm never going to like the choice. I'll just stay home and eat cheese balls. Okay, cool. Fine. But what about the rest of the population? Well, you've got the people that are firmly dug in, either on the left or on the right, and never shall the two meet. Now, one side is emotionally dug in. And the thing is most of the issues they're emotionally dug in on are, the majority of them will never have these issues affect their lives personally. Like, oh, yeah, but that's that individualism. We need to be collectivism. Yeah, everybody says that, but, you know, look at the mask mandate. Look at the mask mandate. Yeah. Oh, we need to wear masks. And because that's what the guy on TV said. Probably one of the stupidest phrases I've ever heard in my life is the guy on TV said. Did you see on the news? Same phrase, different wording, you know. Oh, and let's blindly quote a doctor we've only known about since January of 2020. Most of us had never heard the name Dr. Anthony Fauci. But, you know, hey, the guy on TV said he's the expert. Okay, so now we've connected two people that are complete strangers to us and said, hey, this stranger told me that this stranger knows stuff. When you look at this, if you were watching a movie of people doing this, you'd be like, they're out of their minds. They don't even know this guy. You know, what do we know about Mr. Guy Smiley on the network news? We know nothing. You know, I have more insight on Gordon Ramsay's life than I will ever have on even the local talking heads. But a huge portion of our country has decided that the maneuver here is clear. We need to trust the total stranger on the idiot box. People don't think for themselves. If you removed all of this technology from the equation and had nothing and just had to go on your gut instinct, nobody believes any of this garbage. Okay? You know, imagine America woke up tomorrow and said, holy crap, these people are all full of crap. It'll never happen because the flow of information is constant. Never happen. People will keep turning on the 6 o'clock news and Fox and MSNBC. And by the way, who has been here telling you, oh, Fox News? Yeah, not so great. I've been the only one saying that for the last 5 years. And now suddenly people are like, you know what? Newsmax. More total strangers in a suit. And right now, yeah, they're saying what you want to hear. But what if they went Fox News? What if they went, you know, the CNN direction? At what point can you say to yourself safely, maybe I need to just stop letting somebody else do my thinking for me? Because that's what we do in America. We let other people do our thinking for us. We're such well-trained little robots that, you know, we always look for the next source to tell us, usually, what it is we want to hear. You know, massaging our personal bias. And it's destructive on both sides. Here's what I know. One, this coronavirus thing has officially been going on a year. Not in this country, but it started in November in China of last year, 2019. Just because it wasn't over here doesn't mean it wasn't happening. Okay? A lot of people, yeah, well, when this started in February. No, it didn't start in February. Okay? That's when it reached the United States. And that's part of the reason people don't actually understand where the virus came from, or how it suddenly just appeared in such a massive amount. Nobody questions that. Why? Well, because the well-dressed total stranger on TV hasn't questioned it. And so here we are trusting, you know, somebody that lives, you know, friggin' 14 cities away from us, maybe even more. If you're watching network news, it could be 1,000 cities away from you. And you're saying, well, he's not questioning it, so I won't question it. How moronic are we as a people that we don't understand that this is classified as destructive behavior? You're going to trust a complete stranger. Listen, if there's anybody you should be trusting, it's gathering and camaraderie with other people that you can get to know, you can establish a rapport with, and that you can say, you can make a decision, a character assessment, if you will. Oh, this person's completely full of crap. You can't do that with a TV personality. Somebody tells you, another stranger tells you, oh, well, they're an accredited news source. Oh, okay. And I can't see how in 100 years the Associated Press could have gone, south. There's absolutely no way the Associated Press could suddenly have nefarious ideologies that they're weaving into the public line. There's no way that Fox News, which has been around since the early 90s, could suddenly switch direction either. But it's happening, and we don't question it. I'm watching family, friends get entrenched based on what strangers are telling us. And then I don't think it's any secret that we all suspect somebody controls the media, or the media is at least entrenched with somebody specifically, which means they've got skin in the game. And the skin they have in the game, the side they're taking, is not going to be the people. Why? Not enough money. We're not all making, you know, writing checks to MSNBC and Fox News. No, that's coming from companies. That's why Facebook censors people. Because, listen, you might think I'm the customer, but you're not, because you're not paying for anything. Oh, who's paying for stuff? The advertisers are paying, which means you are not the customer. You're the product. And what happens when you become the product? Well, the company that owns you has to start exercising product control. And what would companies want controlled? Well, the majority of companies that are paying Facebook, whether they have an investment or they're doing advertising, are going to be left-leaning. Therefore, who is going to get censored first? People from the right. So you can take it to the bank that it's absolutely happening, and it's partially for marketing reasons. You are being censored because companies don't want to see what you believe. They want you to buy their crap and move on. Okay? Major competitor with Facebook Holdings? Wish. And where does Wish get 90% of their product? China. You think there might be one or two back alley deals and secret handshakes going on there? Wish can't figure out how to ship a package quicker than 2 months. But everybody loves it because the products are super cheap. Do you know how many packages Wish loses? It never actually passes through Wish headquarters. It's all just merchants individually plugged in. Do you know how many of those Chinese merchants can't ship a freaking package? Have you seen their sorting center? It all makes sense. You can tell who's in bed with who if you just, you know, turn off the news and do some investigation. Who does Amazon support? Who does Walmart support? Who does Coca-Cola support? Where's their money going? It's all on public record. Nobody does this part. They will parrot when somebody else does it for them and gives them half-assed information, though. Oh, yeah, the Koch brothers, which a lot of people probably think the Koch brothers are the two guys that own Coca-Cola, which they're not. It's actually spelled K-O-A-C-H. And apparently it's some big conservative conspiracy to take over the world or something. I don't know. But this is why you don't take your information from complete strangers. There was a time where people had an ounce, a shred of honesty about them. Not anymore. You have to reset. You have to decide, you know what? No. You have to make that decision. Nobody can make it for you. You have to be the person that says, I like hearing what I want to hear. Who doesn't? You want to hear that, you know, either Biden won or Trump won. You want to hear that we're finally going to get ours. I'm 45, folks, okay? Since high school, I've never gotten mine. I've never seen an honest president. I've never seen anybody do anything for me. So you think I'm going to turn on, and these are people that I've been working with my whole life, all total strangers to me. I don't know who they are. Mike Dukakis? Yeah, I know who he is. He's an ass. But do I know him? Did I hang out and drink beer with him? No. Does he come over for Sunday dinner? No. And that's the point. There's no relationship. The reason to trust these people is entirely based on a series of really shoddy connections. Oh, well, you know, I know that I can trust the Associated Press. I can trust Reuters. I can trust ABC because I was told that they're accredited journalists. They hold an accreditation. Okay, who told you about the accreditation? Well, you know, it was an organization that handles that stuff. And who were they? You see, it's such a shaky, slippery slope. You don't know who any of these people are. Why are you trusting them? Why are you trusting them? It doesn't make any sense to trust complete and total strangers the way this country does. These people are strangers, okay? We don't have instincts anymore. I'd say trust your instincts, but no, most people don't have instincts anymore because they watch the 6 o'clock news. You know, they watch television, they watch network news, they listen to talk radio. Everybody's got skin in the game. The closest thing I've found to honesty is on local radio hosts. People who kind of watch, you know, because I've heard left-wing and right-wing people look at the election and say, this isn't right. No matter what happens, this election didn't go down right. It didn't go down the way an election is supposed to go down. And that's where they're entrenched. Not Biden win, give it to Biden. Trump has a right to investigate, give it to Trump. They're looking at it like this. Local radio people. Geez, you know, our electoral process, never going to be trustworthy again after this. It is forever destroyed. That's the real problem. How many people on Facebook are having that conversation? Close to none. Why? Because the nice man in the suit and tie on television that you don't know said that everything's great. Just let the process play out. What process? Nearly Thanksgiving, we don't have someone we can look to as the next president. But hey, you know. Keep trusting the total stranger. That's probably a really good maneuver.
I think it's a huge embarrassment.